And welcome back to another episode of the Black Watch Report. I'm your host, Thorn Rain. With me tonight, we have a special guest. We're doing our first official Blizzard employee interview. We have Mr. Dan DJ Schmaltz. How do I say your last name? Is it McHugh?
It's McHugh.
McHugh? Yeah. And Mr. Kyle Wynn with us. How are you gentlemen doing this evening?
Oh, we are doing great. Thank you guys for having me.
Fantastic.
I'm doing good.
So we're going to get right into this. It's a little bit later than we typically do. So Kyle, why don't you start us off with our first question here for Dan?
Yes. So our favorite go-to to start things out is to kind of get an idea of your gaming origin story. So what kind of games did you start out on? What eventually led you to being into the world of esports and Blizzard stuff?
Okay. Yeah. So I grew up on old school Nintendo. I think the first games I was playing was like Kung Fu and like all the Marios back then, N64, Sega, all that stuff. And I actually had some good friends that were competitive gamers. A friend of mine, Adam Mears, was a Tribes professional player. And he ended up working for the publisher that made that game, which was Hyra Studios. And that's how I got my foot in the door in the gaming industry. And yeah, I mean, I was leading that department by the time I left 3 years later on the esports side of things. And then I moved over to Blizzard.
Cool.
So next one here. You're the product manager for Overwatch Esports. Can you tell us kind of what that entails?
Yeah, sure. So just being a product lead for the program, I work as the global manager of the product, which means scheduling, rule sets, policies, pricing, broadcasts, what the assets look like, what our promotions look like. I mean, everything from front to back around the program basically goes through me, and I work with stakeholders both above and below to push out the product. And that's kind of just the nuts and bolts of my job is just making sure that we're meeting milestones and meeting our goals and improving the program year over year.
Cool.
And then, are you like, do you even have time to play a lot of Overwatch? Like, do you have a main? Are you like competitively ranked? Okay.
Yeah. I play Overwatch quite a bit. I'm tank main. So
nice. Yep. Good man.
Oh yeah. So I would say the tank I have the most amount of time is probably D.Va, but
okay.
I also play a lot of Reinhardt and Orisa.
Okay.
So it's a good time for Orisa mains right now.
Can you say what you're are you down in the beautiful world of gold with us, or are you like diamond plat masters?
Let's just say I'm probably not going pro anytime soon, but I have reached diamond before.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Now, outside of, you know, your busy job and, you know, running around in gold on the tanks, any hobbies that you might be into, just to let the folks kind of get a feel for you?
Yeah, for sure. I think my biggest hobby right now is I'm like obsessed with house music. It's like what I listen to all day at work. I just bought like a DJ controller and I started making mixes myself.
Oh, nice.
I go to shows all the time and just watching the production that they put on at these shows is just incredible. So that's probably my biggest area of interest for the time being, but I also do like things like camping. Once in a while, we'll go out to the desert, or, you know, I used to camp a lot when I was back east in the mountains. Going to the beach, hanging out with my girlfriend, playing Super Smash Brothers or Overwatch.
Cool.
Yeah. That Zed show during the startup for the grand finals, that was nuts. Yeah.
He's got some insane graphics, and yeah, he always puts on a good show.
Yeah. So let's take this into the meat of why we're here. Let's talk about the path to pro. Kyle, okay. You've got our first one here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm not paying attention. So we recently got a big announcement that like the complete Path to Pro format is getting pretty significantly rehauled. You're kind of doing shorter bursts between trials and then contenders and then open division and then back up and kind of this like alternating system. Mm-hmm. How will kind of this work between the two divisions, between like open division, then to trials, then to contenders? Mm-hmm. What's like the biggest change, I suppose?
Couple things. So one, I think that the most important thing moving into 2020 is that we're really trying to redefine what trials means. I think that trials in the past was more of a promotion relegation tournament. Mm-hmm. And moving into 2020, trials is much more closely tied to the contenders level than it is the open division level. So that's probably one the most significant change because the structure between trials and contenders is very similar moving forward. But in a nutshell, open division will essentially remain the same as it did this year, except there will be more, not only more open division seasons, but more open division seasons that lead into the contenders trials world. So in the contenders trials and contenders, it's 12 team brackets. Essentially we'll run the 12 team bracket in contenders trials 1 week. The top teams from that tournament will move up into the contenders bracket, and the bottom teams will stay in that stint of trials and contenders. So
okay.
The only after the second week of trials will open division teams be, or will trials teams be moving back down to open division in some capacity?
Okay.
So now will the weekly tournaments, because we've got these new divisions, and right after the announcement, there was a lot of confusion online about teams from NA were going to have to be playing teams from EU, and like Korea was going to be playing Australia teams. Right. Are we looking at interdivision, or are we going to go back to regions how we had before?
Yeah. So yeah, there definitely was some confusion, but we'll be staying with how things are today, where there's trials, there's open division trials and contenders all within a single region.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think that we'd be achieving our goal of providing a place where players can develop if we had to make them play cross-continental or you know, with just absurd amount of ping. So yeah,
we'll be brutal.
Yeah, we'll be continuing to do the regional based leagues, if you will.
Okay.
And then kind of a on that same thing, the Pacific Division has four regions while Atlantic has three listed. Does this mean we'll see a return of NA, you know, East and West for Atlantic and stuff like that? Or
It's possible. I would say that, you know, the reason that we're consolidating now is we're really just trying to optimize matches for the players that are in these systems. And right now, with us consolidating things and just the new format itself, we just think that a single region for North America is what's best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If and when we get to the point where, you know, we're just seeing way too many good teams coming out of North America that we need to expand. We'll definitely, you know, revisit that as you know, we're always iterating on our systems. So consolidation for now, but who knows what the future could bring.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
So you kind of touched on this a little bit ago. For weeks two and beyond, sorry about my dog. How are the she's currently waking my son up because she's mad he's sleeping on the chair. 16-year-olds, they're great. For the weeks two and beyond, how will the open division teams be decided that are going to go up into trials to face off there?
Yeah. Okay. So if we look at if there's four teams qualifying straight into contenders from 2019, mm-hmm. and four teams qualifying into contenders trials from 2019 in most regions. North America is a bit of an oddity, but essentially we'll be qualifying X amount of teams to fill that number within the trials and contenders space up to 16. So there'll be 12 teams for the first trials tournament, and then the four teams that are waiting in the contenders bracket. So within that realm, there's 16 teams. Those 16 teams are locked for the first 2 weeks of trials and contenders.
Okay.
So after those 2 weeks, we'll have started another open division, and the current thinking, well, I don't know if I can share this yet, actually, but anywho, what I can share is that the teams locked in for those first week of trials and contenders, they'll stay there for the next week of competition as well. Then we'll start moving teams back down in open division, and we'll just repeat the process again for weeks 3 and 4. And then, you know, the teams that have the most points will qualify for the regional playoffs.
So it kind of sounds like, instead of it being a full 10-week season for open division, kind of like how it was, it was 5 weeks or something like that. It'll be more smaller sets of open divisions going up into trials, like 2.5, 3, basically.
So the open division seasons that we landed on are 6 weeks of Swiss play and then 1 week of playoffs, so 7 weeks total. So we're looking to do roughly 3 week breaks in between seasons, at least a 3 week break in between seasons of open division. But the structure of them being about 7 weeks won't change all year round.
Okay.
Cool. And then you kind of briefly touched on the point system, but is there any more you can kind of add to, like, because this is a bit of a new thing, is this concept of points being utilized in Overwatch Path to Pro?
Yeah. So I don't have an exact point system to share with you guys at this moment, but basically what's going on now is us really flushing out how the point system is going to work, how teams can feel like they still have a shot at playoffs if maybe they have an off week. Teams coming up out of trials, we're likely going to associate some sort of points with the trials tournaments as well. It'll be significantly less than what's earned in contenders, but we feel it's important to drive competition and you know, put more value towards the trials brackets that are happening. So we'll have more to share on that probably, I don't know, in the next couple months at the very latest. It could be as soon as December, but it's something that we're finalizing now, and we're excited to share with you guys soon.
Cool. We're excited to see it.
So we've seen the Path to Pro kind of switch things up a couple different times, you know, smaller things. This is a pretty large switch up, going from kind of a league format to a tournament format. What was the main driving factor in the switch?
So I guess the main point of the switch was just putting our focus on development. You know, like, I feel like contenders, at the heart of it, we're trying to develop players for the league, we're trying to develop coaches for the league, talent for the on-air talent for the league, you know, how to produce content efficiently. That's the key, the word that drives the program. So, you know, when we looked at the league structure, you know, there was a lot of times where maybe the teams weren't playing the best teams, and, you know, it kind of got stompy for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, we just felt that if there was a way where we could have the good teams playing the good teams, the middle of the pack mm-hmm. teams playing the middle of the pack teams, but still have those touch points with the tier above them more often, then that was really what made us agree to internally to make the change. Because ultimately we felt it was a better development space for the teams that are, you know, trying to make their way into the Overwatch League.
And I can definitely see that. Yeah.
And looking at the responses from players and coaches on Twitter, they are really kind of vibing with the tournament format. They're digging that, from what I saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, I think aside from the confusion from the initial announcement, hopeful interest from both the players in the community, and you know, we get the chance to talk to players here and there, you know, either at the big lands or when is asking them for feedback after the end of the season or a year. And, you know, we definitely factor that in as well. Mm. So, yeah, it was good to see the positive response and we're hoping to deliver.
Cool. Sounds really exciting. We saw a kind of a big move here. You got some extra help added to your team as Kayla Glover, who is pretty prominent in the, you know, Overwatch League scene, has now moved into the Path to Pro scene. Is this a new position within that kind of division, or is this an existing thing? And is what kind of what's the focus for her here?
Yeah, Kayla's great, and we're happy to have her aboard. You know, we just saw, we know that the players cherish her. You know, at the Overwatch League level, she does a lot of great work. So we saw an opportunity to utilize her strengths to improve things at the Path to Pro. So, you know, we're fleshing out her role now, but, you know, there will be some focus on those strengths of hers to make things better for the players and make things better for the program. So yeah, we're looking forward to having her on the team.
Awesome.
Cool. Now this is something that I've thrown up on Reddit a couple times. We've seen Dota do this, and most recently, the WoW esports team has been doing something like this, where they create a toy and they sell the toy, and then it goes for the prize pool. Has a structure like that been considered, talked about to kind of, you know, help support tier two, tier three a little bit more? And would, if not, would you guys ever consider something like that?
I think that all options are on the table. You know, for us, we've kind of just been developing the league over the past couple of years, not only keeping an eye on what works for us, but also what's been working for other people. I don't really have anything to share on that specific topic right now, but I just for your guys' awareness and everybody listening, just we're always looking to improve things for the future. And if there's a model where we can find something that works with something like the Dota or what's going on in World of Warcraft, and you know, we're happy to explore it.
Cool. Just saying, I would 100% buy me some player icons and sprays for like Element Mystic and Sky Foxes. So yeah, it'd be super cool. But
me too, man.
And then I think with obviously there was a lot of, you know, positive and negative feedback, and people were really happy about a lot of different things. But it seems like out. You know, pretty much the consensus among the entire Path to Pro community is that the Gauntlet was amazing, and it was great for everyone involved. Casters got a great opportunity to kind of meet with new casters and get a big shot. A lot of players got a chance to play against a lot of other big players that they haven't had the opportunity to play against. A lot of big upsets, big, you know, results from a lot of great teams. So very clearly a huge success, and I would assume that you guys are building upon this. Is this meaning the possibility of more lands in the future is an option? Can you confirm whether or not the Gauntlet's gonna continue again? Anything along those lines?
Yeah. Just to touch on the success of the program, like I've run a lot of lands, and Gauntlet was one of the sickest lands I've ever been to. We had been planning that thing for over a year, and then just to finally see it happen and all the results that came with it. The team is pretty stoked about how things went. We had over 12 Overwatch League teams there in some capacity. They're sending their coaches or their GMs.
Nice.
And they were meeting with players throughout the weekend. We had these really cool stations up above the arena where these Overwatch League personnel could go check out like player points of view, and they could just watch whatever player they wanted to while they were playing on stage. So they necessarily didn't have to follow along with the broadcast. And
that's pretty cool.
So that was really cool. And I mean, yeah, the players just all had a great time. The games, I mean, just like... It was talent out of nowhere, Pacific making their run. It was, I don't know, man. Every day was so good. And yeah, you know, I think that one, we need with our goal of surfacing players to the Overwatch League, you know, these types of international competitions are important, not only for player development, but also for the Overwatch League scouts that are looking for their next big player. You know, they need that kind of confirmation on, okay, who really is the best player and what are the strongest regions. And yeah, I mean, it was a huge success to run the showdowns this year and the gauntlet. And we've already announced that we're bringing those back next year. So, you know, we're just looking now at how can we improve those experiences and, you know, if there's room for more to do more lands, then, you know, I want to run more lands. So, but now those are the only three that are on the table.
Okay. Cool.
So we got a couple fan submissions. This one is, I've been wanting both of these for a very long time. D Hawkey from the Discord's asking, what are the chances of getting an API for stats and or replay viewer for the tier 2 matches tournaments? Have you guys thought about either of those?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, the Overwatch development team has supported Overwatch esports in a way that you just don't see everywhere. Like, they have gone above and beyond for the league, for contenders, and, you know, obviously with the recent news of Overwatch 2, you can imagine how busy they are. But you know, we have a backlog of features that we're looking for to improve the competitive experience for, you know, our up and coming players and the Overwatch League players, and, you know, we're chipping away at it.
Okay. Cool. And then our, you know, very avid listener and supporter Shrugoff wants to know, he's a quite prominent console player and really wants to see the console scene take off. And so his question is, will there be any official, like, Blizzard sanctioned and or hosted tournaments for the console Overwatch communities?
That's not my particular area of expertise in the company. So I don't know if I can provide any answer or the answer that I might want to hear, but you know, I think that we support our third-party tournaments in a way where, you know, we help them get off ground and get promotions and do their thing, but nothing official at this time, at least that I'm aware of. But yeah, that's not really my area.
Cool. No worries.
And I think that's going to wrap it up for our community questions. Just a huge thank you for taking the time to stop by and talk with us. Really cool. I was telling Kyle before you guys came on, I was super nervous. Like, we've interviewed players, coaches, managers, all kinds of people. I mean, agents. And I'm like, we're literally interviewing a Blizzard employee today. This is kind of crazy. So I really do appreciate it. And, you know, for me and Kyle and, you know, a bunch of people in the Discord and just players and everything that I know listen to the show, want to say thank you guys for what you guys do. Me and Kyle have been supporting tier 2 since quite literally before it was
tier 2 thing.
And just keep up the good work, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me on. It's always nice to be able to connect to the community and you know, share a little insight into what gears are turning behind the machine. But yeah, this has been a ton of fun, man, and I hope to do it again sometime.
Oh,
awesome.
Definitely. So where can, you know, listeners find you online?
Yeah, online I'm on Twitter at DJ Schmaltz. Kind of a weird spelling, but DJ S-C-H-M-U-L-T-Z. I should probably get a handle that I probably don't spell. or, you know, the Overwatch Path to Pro, OW Path to Pro on Twitter. that's where you can find all the updates on the on what we've got going on in the Path to Pro.
Cool. Awesome.
That's going to wrap us up. So as always, if you're an audio listener, swing by the Twitter, hit that follow button. We do appreciate it. If you are an audio listener, stop by iTunes, leave a review, 1-star, 5-star. We read all of them. Make Kyle do a little bit of extra work. But you can find the show on Twitter at Blackwatch Report, and you can email the show blackwatchreport@gmail.com. Find the show right here on Twitch at twitch.tv/blackwatchreport. We record live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Our intro music is an original piece from our very own Kyle Wynn. Yeah, I didn't realize I copied over an old interview. This has been a High Noon production. You can find all of our shows over at highnoonpodcast.com and come and chat with all the hosts over on the Discord at discord.me/highnoonpodcast. And with that, Black Watch out.